The accounting firm Arthur Andersen has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever levied against a top five accounting firm. The $7 million fine settles government charges that Andersen conducted false and misleading audits of the financial records of one of its clients over a four-year period beginning in the early 1990s. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The charges against the giant accounting firm stem from an investigation by government regulators into an audit Andersen did for Houston-based Waste Management. Richard Walker is director of enforcement with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He says Arthur Andersen significantly overstated pre-tax income for Waste Management and looked the other way at financial irregularities it uncovered.
We allege that the firm, Andersen, issued what we call unqualified or clean opinions, which on the company's financial statements for several years. And the financial statements overstated the company's income by more than $1 billion.
As part of the deal with regulators, Andersen did not admit or deny any guilt in the case. Andersen said the agreement with the SEC allows the company and its partners to close a very difficult chapter and move on. A top official at Waste Management, which was acquired by USA Waste Services in 1998, said he was pleased the two sides have resolved the case. And while the government says its investigation is continuing, officials with Waste Management say they do not believe regulators will seek any action against them. In addition to reaching a deal with Arthur Andersen, the government also settled individual charges against four current or former partners of the accounting firm. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.